2 days, and then July 3.
Like 2 days a week?
Yeah, I'm still teleworking.
Yeah, but I mean, you still working and stuff.
I ain't never stopped working.
We on two right now. I don't want you saying nothing crazy like
like before.
Yeah, like I don't yeah, or like I don't start work till 11:30. Like, you know, something crazy or whatever. I don't know what it is, man. We got a lot of pre banter to get out and shit like that. But you said you wasn't.
Hey,
you said you didn't have your best energy today.
I didn't. But then I fucking hate red lights. Like, you know them long streets we be on?
Yo, you know, you're probably the worst driver I know, too. Let me tell you that.
That's a lie.
You are, man. That's it's bad. Like, lie. Like even your wife was like, yeah, you see how he drive. Like, for her to say that, like.
What you mean?
I'm sure she drives pretty bad, too. She's never driven me anywhere. I don't even want to get to that point where she's like, oh, I'm going to the store. I'm like, I'm going with you. I can imagine how your face would be.
I'm going to let you have that because I don't care as much, but nah, I'm a wheel man.
I'm not saying that you like accident prone. I'm just saying
I'm
that
the wheel man.
You're good for like making my asshole tight though on a few turns, bro. Like that's your whole MO. Like, I don't know.
Well,
bro, you know you go over bumps like we're still in H Town. Like
that's for the suspension, man. Go, keep my shit low maintenance. Yeah, still tipping on fofos.
I think my cousin has a story with you going around the freeway hitting the e-brake on the 360 turn. Like, bro. Yeah, and
that's to get out of danger.
You're dude, who are you, Dirk Diggler? Oh, I think he's a porn dude. But still, man, like, it's crazy.
Hey, no, but remember when you got in the car last week and you just were disgusted because it was super dusty on the outside?
Did you wash it?
Nah, but when I was pulling up to Costco
today.
That's a thing.
Keep going.
When I was pulling up to Costco today. They were having like a car wash.
Yeah.
Like some dude was like waving a sign and he had the same energy.
Oh, it was a generic one.
Yeah, this was like a
fundraiser.
We got to bury somebody. Yeah, yeah. Type okay, of shit, okay. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's sick because
no,
if you go to that one, it's the same price as going to the Pony Express.
No, but what I'm saying is. He was just waving the sign around right to all the cars, but when my shit pulled up, he had like an extra up. He was like, yeah, you.
He needs it.
When I couldn't get new shoes on the second year and I had the white forces that started to get, they hit me like the shoe magic dude. Like, yeah. You. I know, you can't tell
my
me.
My man's indeed.
No.
Oh, man. Bro, but how many times have you washed it since you've had it?
See, I had it. I've never washed it. It got washed when it got stolen.
Yeah, you still got the dealer writing on the top.
No, that's when it got stolen.
Oh, okay.
And they put it in the.
That's sad because that was months ago. Like,
it got washed when.
Matter of fact, did that even happen in 2021? Your car got stolen in 2020.
September. The people who stole it washed that shit. Because it was right, before I got it out the lot.
Even they were disgusting. Can you imagine stealing somebody's car? Like, God damn, you live
my
dirty.
My whole neighborhood is a construction zone.
Yeah.
The shit is getting dusty. Plus, man.
Yeah, you just moved here.
Water conservation.
Yo, people's cars are nasty, too. I got into the car at work the other day, and this girl was in there eating her lunch, but like doing her breast pump in there, too, at the same time. But like,
multitasking.
Had her whole life in there with the AC running. Like, I was like, oh, she's about her business. I ain't mad at her, man. I get it. Man,
Chula Vista.
Go ahead, lead us in, man. Go ahead. You ain't going to lead us in?
No,
Because I know you start thinking about something else, just sit there on your lap.
It's hot outside, baby. I'm ready to do my Battle Cat appreciation.
Let's do it. I gotta find the energy somewhere, so I don't care. You could be outside having a picnic, having a barbecue at your mama's house, your grandma's house, your auntie's house. Hell, you could be at a theme park living your best life. That reminds me, I went to a theme park last week. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you. Hit them like switches, dipping, hit the switches, which is one reason why I gotta make mine. Make moves, fools on the streets trying to take mine. What's up, lady? Times getting shady. You gotta lick stick with it. That's why I'm sick.
Perfect amount of degrees outside for this. Pain, but I'm a whoever your neighbor is two down, they be getting it too.
Oh, yeah, he's serious. He's new. I don't know him like that.
That red, yeah.
He's a Padre fan, so my dad rock with him. To a T, just rob me. Battle cat in the back with a sack on D. We're going to dig deep in the legs today, Paul.
I'm unaware.
I don't put that on the notes.
Don't tell me we're going to dig
I don't want him
right
to think about anything when I'm about to dig deep.
Right before they said we can preach it. One more. It's Battle Cat Appreciation Day.
Yes. Beautiful California. San Diego to be exact. 619. What up? Welcome to Grow Folks Podcast Network. You wasn't outside. Episode
Jackie Robinson.
44.
42. Damn.
I'm messing with you, man. 44 is a year. I'm messing with you, man.
I hope so. That's a bad look for you.
No, it's a great look for you. Like, you slamming home. Who knew Birdman was down with the in crowd? I heard some crazy shit on the internet. So I was listening. Sometimes, like, when I go on like the podcast page and stuff like that, I go and I look at like other people's like podcasts. So this dude, he's from out here. I'm not gonna say who he is because I'm about to like dig into him a little bit. But he was like, yeah, I like all women, white women. You know, I like my women with a little bit of black in them. And he said, you know, because Malcolm X said he had a dream.
Mm.
And he said that white people, black people, and Asians will all sit at the table. And then his homie was like, you mean Martin Luther King? He said, yeah, Martin Luther King. This was a brother, too. I felt so sick, like, listening to that when he said that and went on this whole little soliloquy, man.
Martin Luther the King.
Yeah, I couldn't deal. I couldn't hang. Listen, man, I want to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast, episode 42. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most normal-ass Carl. To my frontish right,
no
I have my
Carter.
Man, just Lex.
No Ross Carter. And this Lex.
Just Lex, just Lex, just Lex. All right, man. So I went to SeaWorld. I ain't going to ask you now because you don't even ask me about my day. I went
man,
to SeaWorld.
Man, I was just about to tell you, hey, man, I'm about to switch it up today.
I've been waiting for
how you doing?
For 42 episodes, I've been having to take the lead, man. Now I'm good, man. I went to SeaWorld, man, and they have a kids area now. I don't remember that. Like as
is
a youth,
SeaWorld for kids?
Yeah, but there's like rides and stuff like that. It looks like a carnival section. I don't remember that. Like that was on the whole new section. They got a little beer section for, you know, people that don't want to be around their kids all day and get a little bit of drink. I rode the monorail. That was cool. You know, my kids are a little too young still, I think, for SeaWorld. Because they don't like the scary shit's there. Mm. Sharks. You know, all the fast swimming fish that they, you know. In their mind, they think baby shark is like how every shark is. That ain't the case.
Shit ain't sweet.
It ain't for the faint of heart, man. What you been up to, man? Oh, yeah, and I've been having contractors in the house, which we'll talk about more of that later on. But what you been up to, man?
I had to get out the house, man.
Yeah, it was killing
me.
Feels
you? Good to be back in sometimes it's just like, I got to get out the suburbs, man. I remember we was praising it last week. Like, oh, I made it. I'm here.
Oh, no, you praising. I drive in your neighborhood all the time and be like, can I do it? Nah, I can't.
Man, I got
all that shit closed at 9 o'clock, bro. I need all the hood stores to be open, like the liquor store, 7-Eleven.
Sometimes you just gotta come back, touch the hood one time. Yeah, man. Like, they doing shit different out there.
Oh, it's completely different.
I was walking around this morning. This girl was vacuuming her driveway.
Oh, shit. That's way different.
I was like,
yo.
So I'm like,
they
man.
Make brooms. like, bro.
And then Chula Vista, man. I was hitting everybody. You know how we, look at what we talk about. We grown. I'm like, yo, anybody pay sewer bills?
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm used to my water bill being like $50 a month, right?
Yeah. How much is it now?
Now it's $100, right? So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, we've been using the dishwasher more, shit like that. But then I look at the bill.
Yeah,
the breakdown.
Oh, you knew the sense
because I said no. We ain't doubled up nothing.
But your water company's different from what it is here. Chula Vista's completely
no. It's the same one, but depending on what part of the city you live in, like you either pay your sewer bill through your property tax, or you get it charged with your water bill
and your garbage.
And so half of my water bill was a sewer bill, and then there was like some other charges that don't change. My actual water bill was $13.
Oh, okay. And so you spent $80 on gas.
So
on
that
trash.
Means whether if I say I'm not home the whole month, not one drop of water comes out, my bill gonna be $80 no matter what.
That's crazy.
And then I got, you know, these people vacuuming in their driveway. I got my neighbor just wanders in my yard all the time. I mean, there's people, they working on it right now, but I mean, like, he just be up in there like
he goes through your fence?
Well, the fence was open a little bit, but the other, last week, like, I'm working from home on my counter, and he just, instead of going to my front door ringing it, he just walks through the side and starts knocking on the window.
For what?
You trying to buy some blinds?
No. Like, yo, Yeah, you're a better man than me.
And I'm like,
because you can't shoot the fair one with your neighbors. They call the police.
Like, nah, there's something wrong with him. He was like, he told me.
You might want to check Megan's Law.
He told me. The first thing I said, I had to go get his signature for my yard. Wait a minute.
He
right?
said you ain't got no blinds because he noticed that big gap in your window, huh?
No. Because our HOA requires you have to have blinds within 3 months. Mm. So he took his down because he wanted some new ones and said, hey, I'll give you these for half off. It was actually a good deal.
Were they nice blinds?
It's the same blinds I ended up getting. The timing was wrong. Mm. I wish he would have hit me like a day or two before.
That's what you told him.
And then, but I had to get his signature. The first time I met him, I had to get a signature for my yard. And first thing he said was, you drink beer? And but it was like, hey, come here, meet my girlfriend, meet my wife. And I'm like, bro, you didn't even say hi yet.
He don't even know your name at the time?
No. I'm mad because he made me call him, so now he has my number
about the blinds. Oh, shit, he made me.
But then he's like...
He's used to cornering people? Like,
he told me he's on stress leave because he didn't get a promotion. I said, you can get that off?
Bro probably got a regional center worker or something. You know, you don't know what people are dealing with. Bro, at least you earned your way to getting outside of the house then, man, because I can only imagine what your Saturday would look like if you didn't have this. Oh, and you know what, guys? Let's give it up for Lex real quick. Yeah.
I don't even know what's about to come right.
Lex is famous.
Am I?
Yeah, you went on the rant on the last podcast about not being famous and not knowing that people recognize your wife and kids out in these streets.
So they famous. Because they be on the internet.
Yeah, but then you're the guy who is like, yeah, he has a podcast.
I know, but they don't know
shit.
Me.
And I got a discount today for having a podcast at Sherwin-Williams. Bro, he said, I'm gonna put you on the
but you are famous,
on the
though.
Business account. No, but you're inherently famous from all of us. Like now you're part of the group.
Y'all, it sounds like y'all famous and I have nothing to do with it.
You have no Grow Folks gear, really.
So?
Or you wasn't outside gear. What I'm saying is you got to walk around with your labels on sometimes, man.
What you mean?
I'm a walking advertisement. My golf bag, hat, I don't wear the shirts no more. The hat is hard enough, though. Like, I've been trying to get you to get a hat, but you don't wear hats. You're not a hat guy. For somebody who burns all the time, you should be having hats.
I used to be, back when it was in my prime, back in my throwback days.
Yeah, that was your thing.
Throwbacks and pinwheels.
Yeah, you know what? And you so old, you going to come out here. The snapbacks is in, so you going to come out here in the 59-50-50.
Yeah,
I know.
Still got them.
With the brim low.
The last one I got, I still had like one hat left, and I went to when they was doing the free Kobe stitching. All you had to do was bring a hat.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
dope.
So I threw that on there. Mm. But yeah, I ain't worn hats in a minute.
What size hat you wear?
Because
you got a tall head. It's not really big. You know what I mean? Pause.
It was like a 7.375.
Oh, that's pretty big. Pause.
Seven and a half. Well, it's actually, they don't fit like it used to.
What you mean? Like
I mean, I feel like
it's
I got a little
tighter or
a little Barry Bonds weight.
Oh, man. I'm sick of Barry Bonds, man. All right, man. Damn, we was talking about contractors. So I've been having contractors in the house. And I've realized that it don't matter, like, who, like, you call in. I've had, like, three different sets of contractors. They always suck.
They all bad.
Yeah. And I feel like if I'm going to mess something up, I'm going to live with it. Because it's like, oh, it was me who did it. When it's someone else that does it, like, the painter dude was just in there. God. I'm like, yo, why you keep doing, you know, that's like your doctor, like, doing surgery on you, like, you're like, oh, what are you stressed for, man? So then he's like, yeah, man, you just got these little nicks in top of the ceiling, man. And the guys that you had come in here and do it, man, it's just bothering me. And I'm like, you recommended them. like, so why aren't you calling bro up? And I was like, yo, don't bring this dude back. We talked about that story, but I was like, yo, don't bring that dude back to my house. He was like, oh, we can have him fix it. Nah, I'm not like emotionally invested into this house as much as you think I am. The more uncomfortable and ugly that it looks to me, then it means like it's time for me to go when it's time for me to go. I'm going to rent it out. I'm trying to be like my right brethren to my right. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, contractors, bro, nobody's going to care about your house the way you care about it.
That's true. But the thing that they should be thriving, like the attributes they should have, communication, timeliness, blah, blah, blah. It's like they don't give a fuck. And they all be getting away with it because we need them.
Bro, and then they want you to get up at the ass crack of dawn. Like, yo, I'm going to be there at 7. Fine. That means I got to get up at least 6:30 to be aware that you're going to... I don't get up there early.
To be aware.
Yeah, bro, I don't get up there early.
Wipe the cold out.
During the week, what time you get up in the morning?
6:30 to 7.
Fuck, you're better than me. Yeah, 7:50 is when, bro. I just get up, brush my teeth. I already put on deodorant the night before. I'm out. Like, I just get dressed and call it a day.
Yeah, we got contractors doing the landscaping outside right now, and these.
At least you ain't got to open the door for that one.
Nah, they just
walk straight in.
Yeah. But he just, like, the way they doing shit does not make sense.
Explain it.
Cause we trying to get the shit done, right?
You putting turf out there?
Turf and pavers.
Mm. That's wealth.
Pavers as well. I ain't gonna front. That shit better last forever, like they said on the box.
That shit, it'll cost you a penny too.
Cement be cracking. And if I feel like I'm gonna be here for a minute, like, I might as well just pay a little bit more now and just not have to deal with that part.
They gotta put frames out and shit too, probably, huh? So they can pour?
Nah, we bought some sand and we evened everything out. But the thing is like, you have to get HOA approval. That's why I had to go get my man's signature and all that other stuff. And the HOA be dragging ass on everybody's approval, but they want you to have it done in 6 months before they start taxing you. So I'm like, okay, can we get started on the part they don't see yet in the back? And then he's like, yeah. So he gets the sand going. And then they're like, all right, should we get the other stuff ordered? So as soon as you're done, you can start. And it's like, he wants to finish a task and then order some. And then the order loses like 3, 4, 5 days before it gets to us.
Right.
So it's like, why not order the shit ahead of time, so right when you finish, boom, it's right there. Okay, I guess we can do that.
What do you mean, I guess?
And then, like,
fam, you should do that.
And then, so we have specifications, guidelines we have to follow, and you know how we write next to another person's house.
Right.
But there's no fencing or nothing, like, it's right there.
Right.
And so you have to leave, like, a foot of space on whatever you putting down. Like, you can't put no cement there, but or whatever. You gotta leave, like, a foot of space, not touching his wall.
Mm. You read the bylaws?
Yeah, we had to, because you get fined if they come out and fine you and you lay. Say you.
No,
lay,
I'm saying you read the bylaws when you first came in. Them pamphlets be long.
Yeah. Well, we did, there were certain things we went to because we had to.
When you, like, keep saying blinds, we, I know she didn't.
Yeah. No, she did it.
She read the bylaws.
The stuff that mattered.
Oh, you brought it up to her.
No, because everyone coming into this neighborhood had told us, like, oh, you just get dirt plots and you have to get that done.
Mm.
And then we found out about the blinds. We're like, oh shit, because, you know, remember my last house, I didn't have no curtains, shit, no blinds. Shit, they
control the inside too? That's wild.
No, just like on the, only the windows that can be seen.
The answer is yes.
So my side
answer
shit
is still yes. They control the inside.
My side shit is like, nah. But you remember my last house, I didn't have no blinds, no curtains, because I just had nothing but natural light. Yeah,
I
know, but
I feel like that should be a choice.
That's
true. They try to keep it white. Nah, or not white, but nah, just affluent.
No, they
you're not living in a white neighborhood. It's pretty diverse.
They want to maintain property value, yeah, just like any HOA does.
Shit,
just,
that shit going to do it on its own.
No, I get it, but I'm saying, you know, certain people, whatever.
What it is East Lake in general, Otay and all that, they try to keep up with everything north of the 8. That's what it is, yeah.
We're just more diverse.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he starts laying the pavers down all the way to the wall. And mind you, it looks better that way, but it's like, yo, we can't do it. Now, he had told us before, like, oh, I've done a bunch of these houses. This is fine. We just leave, like, a little quarter inch. So I'm like, cool, whatever. And then she sees it, and she's like, I don't, you know, she has high anxiety. She gets real paranoid about stuff. And then, because my whole thing was...
Your wife ever been arrested?
Nah.
Okay. You think she'll panic?
She'll panic?
Yeah.
I don't know. She panics about a lot of stuff.
I know.
But it's like,
I picked the ultimate one that we're all afraid of.
Excessive worry, and I probably have not enough worry. But so we balance that out, but we can bump heads because of it. Now, my whole thing was accountability.
Yeah.
Hey, if they come over here and say this is wrong, you did all this work, you better come fix it. And he's like, yeah. And so he had that confidence. And I'm like, I'm not paying you no more. And he's like, yeah, you know where I live, blah, blah, blah. That's all I cared about was the accountability.
Right.
She's just like, but why not just do it right the first time? Which I get. Makes sense. And he had already started laying them. So I said, hey, you know what? You know, we're not comfortable with this. Like, we want to follow the guidelines. So we need the foot. He said, okay, I'll fix it right now. Go back to work. You know, half the day goes by. She's looking outside. She's like, are they going to lay it all down and then remove it or break it up later? Like, I don't understand why they're still at the wall. So I go out there. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, I fixed it. I was like, yo, what do you mean? He just scooted it back like another inch. I said, nah, I think we need the foot. And he was like, oh, man. And I'm like, what you mean? I told you this shit. And he just like, but he's worried about his work. Like, oh, like, I'm not going to fix it if it moves. And because it's scooted out, if it's not, you know, there's a small chance that it can move, and that's not my fault. And I'm like, I feel you, but we got to do what the HOA say. Like, this is, he's like, I'll do what you want, but it's gonna look ridiculous. He said the word ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel you. I know that it looks better this way, but the HOA, like, I showed him the picture, like, we're just gonna throw some mulch in there or whatever and balance it out, but like, let's just do it right the first time.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. So just communication is crazy. And you have to, like, this is exactly what I want. And then you kind of have to supervise it. And this is like with most contractors I know. It's like, I'm hiring you to get your subs, do everything, so I ain't got to worry about it.
The foul part is this highway robbery, right? Because the skills that they possess, and I'm not trying to take this away from them, but the skills that they possess, all you need to do is probably do 4 or 5 projects like that, and you'll get the hang of it.
No, but see, that's why most contractors do subcontractors that don't want to deal with the actual business part, that just do the work, and they're doing the jobs, and they're just managing them and maybe helping them with some of the work.
Right.
Like, oh, this is my guy.
Which is dumb, because that just means that the people that you're with or that you have, like, working underneath you, they just don't have the wherewithal to start their own business.
Exactly. But that's really what it comes down to. Or they don't want to. They just want to have steady work. So if you have that, you can be a contractor as long as you know the right people with the right skill set that can do a job, and you tell them, I need you to do this, and you just need to know what shit it's costing so you can make sure you making your spread.
I didn't want to get too deep in this. Yeah. We got too deep. Alright man, let's get to this week in hip hop. I checked, it wasn't a lot of shit out for this. This ain't the time where I guess June's not a hot month for releases and stuff like that, really, huh?
I mean, usually after first quarter, you should find something.
Yeah, I didn't.
Hip-hop is going on 50 years old.
Yeah, there wasn't that many, like, celebratory stuff going on that I had found out. But this week in hip-hop, 2011, Eminem becomes the first and only rapper to have 2 diamond albums with the Eminem Show and the Marshall Mathers LP. That's wild. And
is it?
It is. How many rappers do you know with 2 diamond albums?
Oh, I'm just saying. No, I'm not. I'm saying.
I'm saying it's wild because I didn't lead to my next point. Right. My next point is that of late,
explain to them what diamond means.
You can go ahead. I won't step on your toes. No. I know. Get your shit off.
10 million.
Okay. 20 total. 20 million albums off. 20 million album sales off of 2 albums. That's crazy. Now, the narrative of the last 5 or 6 years has been Eminem sucks. He's trash now. Or, you know, we only gave him that type of acclaim because he's white, whatever it may be, right? Or he's a culture vulture now. That's a new thing. That wasn't shit that we were saying, I know, back then. Maybe when he first came in, but when he was in the heart of his run, he was able to bring black and white people together. You know what I mean? Mainly when you go to shows, it's all white people, maybe because they can afford the tickets, but that's another thing to argue later on.
That's at most rap shows, though.
Yeah, and that is true. That is 100% true. And maybe it is because black people really
white
don't
people
support
are
them.
The biggest consumers of hip-hop.
Yes, because they are in the majority too.
I mean, yeah, that helps, but I'm saying, like, yeah, when you go to a show, it's like, damn.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna see. I don't enjoy M's music of late. You know what I mean? It's not for me. It's not something that, like, if the sun is out and the guns is out, you know what I mean? Meaning your arms, not like literal weapons. That's not something that, like, I want to listen to right now. You know what I mean? Now, he does have some tracks that, like, I'll go back and, you know, listen. Like, if I'm in a club or something, that's dope. You know what I mean? Or you just having an old school hour. But I still have to recognize that, man, he's, you know, one of the best artists we have of this culture. You know what I mean? I have to give it to him.
Yeah. I'm a recovering stan from back in the day. That whole run, those 2 albums especially, is like, you know, coming in, it was more like I had like a, not a guilt, because I'm like, damn, does it look crazy if I say Eminem's my favorite rapper? Everyone's gonna be like, well, of course it is. And then I look crazy. Like, oh, you don't really know rap. You just like, oh, this is a white dude that raps. You like him. Duh.
But he was good.
No, that's my point. So it's like, once I got over that and was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Like, the problem is he kind of ran out of stuff to talk about. He got bored with rapping and he's only trying to out-rap himself.
And his life got better.
No, not just that. But I mean, like, if you listen to him, he's so technical. That's what he cares about.
Right.
And it's appreciated in a lot of circles. But nowadays, it's like, okay, we've heard this. We want a little bit more than that. Sometimes maybe I just want to hear a bunch of bars or whatever. and the technical aspects, and then it's just like, okay, he's trying to rhyme every single word in the sentence, and he can do it, and it's brilliant, but everything surrounding it, there's stuff around it that's lacking and not on the same level, and that's what drags it down, because he doesn't have as much Dr. Dre involvement, maybe, the boredom, he's very, like, introverted and just in the house, like, he don't be outside.
But his fan base is also grown up.
No, that's true.
That's a big deal.
If he would have had those two albums came out today, he'd be canceled. No.
Yeah, they'd get him the hell out of here.
It's just more like, you know.
I don't know. I think music is way worse now. In terms of, like.
Well, see, I was outside.
Fam, I read something else that, like, 2 Live Crew had, like, some of their music banned, like, in the early days.
Like, you think it's wilder now, but I'm saying, like, because they were the ones pushing it, the glass ceiling up. Like, he's had protesters for all the, like, imagine, like, I don't hear nobody say faggot no more.
No.
In a
or talking about choking their wife
stuff
out.
Like that. Yeah. Like, that's some wild shit.
Yeah, that is. You're right.
And then so it's like, damn. But he was 26 to 30 getting that off. So when he said, and he's really into that horrorcore type of shit sometimes, and that murder, stabby, stabby shit. And was like, damn, like, you're pushing 50, man. Like, I can appreciate the technical brilliance you still bring, but I ain't really trying to. Now, his last couple albums have been a little better than there's a little fall off. But then, and then sometimes he gets a little too rock influenced. And Rick Rubin just got to stay away from my favorite, my artist, man. Because I feel like he fucked around, fucked Eminem up. He fucked up Kanye. He tried to fuck up somebody. That shit ain't.
He started bringing some stuff. Like, he's the uncle that smokes weed and gives you some fun facts about life that you never knew about. And start opening your third eye.
He's tampering.
You'd be a different guy there, man. Oh, man.
But no, I still, like, for the most part, like, I support him. You know, I'm happy for him. He's healthy. He's put out a lot of great music in my lifetime, to where one of his first greatest hits is, like, the longest running album on the charts. And that came out in 2005.
Yeah.
And it's never left. And that's a greatest hits.
There's somebody that there are people to listen to that, you know, style of music. It's always going to be. If you're angry and, like, feeling pissed off or whatever, that music right there it will fuel some shit. Like, when I'm going through a hard time, I'm putting on Ordinary Love shit. You know what I mean? Joe Budden, for y'all that don't know, part 1, 2, and 3.
But that's gospel, though. That's different.
Yeah, but I need that sometimes when I get to an argument, because
I'll hit. There's certain people I hit. I just hit them with a screenshot of, especially part two. Part two is the Bible. And then they'll be like, "Oh, it's that type of time right now."
Mood music too is also that'll put me in 3 specifically will put me in a really good space of, like, trying to recover from all the BS going on in my life.
Oh, 3, yeah. There's like a whole
3 is my favorite out of the 3.
Mine as well.
Yeah, 3 is his best one, and I don't know. It was mixed terribly, but yeah. All right, man, let's see. What else we got? All right, let me ask this, because I've had it on here and it's time for me to get it off. Does voice pitch matter in terms of, like, like rapping and stuff like that? No, I got something. No, because it's going to tie in together, and it's going to cause me to dig into you, so I want to save that till later. But does pitch matter?
It does. Your voice is another. You need to treat it like another instrument.
Mm.
I found that out. Well, I mean, certain people, this is why certain people are better ghostwriters, but when they're like delivering it, it's just like, like, it's good rapping, I like it, but, you know, some people, like Mark doesn't like raspy voices, so yeah. He's like, Lloyd Banks puts me to sleep, I don't really like Jadakiss, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if you like raspy voices, you're like, man, that's just, you know, it makes it sound.
What's my man's name from Griselda that has the really
West Side Gun?
Yeah, he's got a very interesting, like, voice.
That high, yeah, but it brings something new to it.
Yeah, that right there is like, and it does matter. You know what I mean? I was even thinking, did you watch the Jay-Z special on HBO?
Or you wasn't keep the calling Jay-Z? It wasn't.
I know, but nobody cares about anyone else on there, other than the fact that Jay was on there.
I mean,
had Bad Bunny too. So for all the Spanish, you know, listeners that we have, Bad Bunny's on there also too. And then they had another girl.
Why
from
other
the
people WNA. Can't like Bad Bunny?
I can't understand the word he's saying.
That don't mean. All right, whatever.
Go I'm ahead. Just saying for the.
That's
the,
not important.
You know what? I can't even say that because my neighbor actually does listen to music that he can't understand. But anyway, my point is that, you know, Jay. A lot of us know, I won't say everyone, a lot of us know that he wrote a verse for Dr. Dre. Jay-Z did.
He wrote one of our West Coast anthems.
And
he wrote the whole song, not just the verse.
Now, if he rapped that with
it's
his...
It's not going to hit the same.
It's not going to hit the same. Especially no. with his accent, you know, his cadence and stuff like that. Like, it fit, at the time, the mold that the West Coast was, you know, trying to fill in at that time, you know? And so that's why I appreciate... Whatever. Fix it later. that's why I appreciate, you know, some people's tones more rather than others. Personally, like I was telling y'all, but you know, y'all not going to be in this conversation too much. Of the new rappers, I like what these young kids are doing with their voice and stuff like that.
Auto-tune?
Yes. But like it's in a nice way. It's not like overdone like how Kanye did it on his first run of like trying auto-tune. It like fits the mode of the song. Like it's the style. Like I like the, I like Lil Baby. I do like A Boogie, right? Lil Durk is another one that puts that stuff, you know, that auto tune on there. What's the guy that's dating Floyd Mayweather's daughter? NBA YoungBoy. I like his stuff too. That's way over your
I've
head.
I've read a lot of these names before. I'm now starting to decipher who Lil Baby is. Yeah, but I have no idea.
Let's dig into it. So I think that the reason why you don't like newer music has a lot to say about like your personality.
Get off my lawn.
No, it's like your personality though. Because you've never been the guy, and then when I start going down the list of the people that you can, you know, you talk to and your friends and stuff like that, Jonathan maybe, right? But they don't like going out really. You know what I mean? Like to like places. I would say Jonathan and Ben and maybe Debo, but everyone else, he's another one. Anthony does not enjoy like going out in the spaces because that's the type of music you'll listen to. The music that you listen to is like house party type, hanging out with the homies type music versus,
right?
You know, this music is intended for a mass of people. Because I'm listening to this new Migos album. I'm like, yo, why is this getting a rise out of me? And I'm like, yo, like, and I wrote in the chat, like, yo, bro, like, when I listen to this music, I just observe the atmosphere from when house music is on. And then you put on some of this new Migos rap or whatever, and they may not be talking about nothing, but the beat is just hard. And I've seen music just change the whole atmosphere of a spot that I was at. And that's where my brain takes me.
I don't expect these girls to be dancing.
I knew I was going to get you fired up.
Illmatic.
You know.
But what I'm saying is, yo, yeah, if I'm out in the space, go ahead. Yeah, that shit has to be played because we want to see the girls dance.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
It's also swag rap too. That like you feel good about yourself, but you always a modest dude, right? You're not gonna come out here like, "Hey, I'm out here with three cars, you know, house on the hill type shit," which would probably be in your raps anyway. But like, but that's the whole point of that music is like to make you feel good about yourself, give you your courage to go talk to a young
there's
lady.
There's a place for it, but yeah, it ain't for me.
Right, that's what, and that was the whole thing that I was getting at, was just like, yo, like, in this, it makes sense.
But you were talking about voice pitch.
No, I switched up. Like, I switched up at some point. When we were talking about voice pitch, I would start talking about the new rappers and what I appreciate about them. And then I said, hey, the type of music that they make, I can see why you don't have a special connection to that, because that's not where you're at in your life. I'm not saying that's where I'm at, but there was a time when that music came out that's where I was at though. Like, you're a heavy West Coast enthusiast. Nothing wrong with that. Even deep New York, you know, roots rap type guy. But these new guys, I notice you won't give them a listen or a time of day. And there's no, but why be turned up like that from like on the way from home to work? You know what I mean? Like, that's not doing it for you. I'm not listening to that type of music on my way to work or something like that. I'm either listening to a podcast, some old school shit. Like, I need to be in a good zone. But if you start bringing skin, the sun, and some alcohol,
I get it.
I need to be jumping. But that's what I'm saying. Like, for y'all, would you agree with that? Is that the reason why you probably don't enjoy that music? Because that's not the headspace you're in.
I mean, I just ain't never been in that headspace. But if I'm out there, it's like, yeah. But I also think, oh, we can find a happy medium. The girls can dance to some Doggy Style or something like that.
Yeah.
They gonna dance. I like the happy medium stuff.
But that's cool kickback music.
It is.
Or like barbecue music where you can, yeah, like, and
I'm a barbecue music
that's
guy.
What I'm saying. That's, and you're a barbecue type of guy.
Because that's where I thrive. Aside from like the fact
you supplying Subway sandwiches for your son's birthday tomorrow, I don't know where you
thrive at the bar.
Bro, y'all changing up on me now.
Nah, man.
The party trays and everything.
Not just because we know too many people. There's like 50 people coming tomorrow.
Everybody trying to get out. You know, it's crazy. 2 years ago, nobody was coming to a 3-year-old birthday party.
I think we're going to get a big tray of like some salt and pepper wings or something too.
Oh, okay.
But I don't even know. She's a planner, man. I just go out here, do this, do that, pay for this, pay for that. I don't even know who's coming. I just saw a long ass list.
Man, I mean, you know what? It's gonna be a good time no matter what. You got 50 people coming. I'm gonna be excited, man.
But wait, hold on, because I know this was on there. Because I know we probably gonna come back to this. My favorite voices are probably Scarface.
Okay. Yeah. On my block.
Mos Def.
My homie says, shine your light. He can sing too a little bit. Go ahead. I'm just ad-libbing. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm trying to
think of an important voice.
Jada's got an important voice. And it's distinctive.
It's gritty.
Then I hit you up and I told you he had the Netflix show. And I was like, yo, that's Jada all day. He's a black superhero.
DMX. 50. Eazy-E.
M's got a distinctive voice too.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people that didn't, I know people that didn't like Eminem because it was too high pitched, too whiny.
Yeah.
And then there was a 10-year stretch where all he was doing was screaming. And I'm like, dude, calm the fuck down. And when he calmed down, the music got a little better.
Because
It's like he tried to Meek Mill every fucking, he was just screaming at it.
That's another interesting high pitched voice right there too, Meek Mill.
Who am I missing? I'm missing some. Snoop. Very distinctive voice.
Yes.
And
shit, Nate Dogg, and he's not a rapper, but I'm just saying though, he had a very I don't know anyone else with that type of sound.
Yeah. And then there's CPO. Yeah, we're just getting that to him, but you know, it matters.
It does. Voice pitch does matter, and like you said, it's another instrument. So yeah, man. All right, man, I want to get into this real quick, because I've been getting hyped, man. Hold up, man. This is what I'm talking about. Lex can't resonate with this, man. This song right here, to me, when Quavo's got an interesting voice too. Yeah. Watch him break it down. Yeah, but
What's up? We making money and going
shoulders. Your shoulders are moving right now.
Yeah, you already know what I'm doing.
Giving off real animal energy. Put your shoulders away.
This song right here is a great indicator that like outside is opening back up for me, man. They had a song on here. Let me get my bag. Hold up. It's called Picasso with Future. Future's another one with a very interesting voice. To me, like he on his own stuff doesn't do it for me. But when he's on like someone else, like a feature, you tag team him up with Drake, it's a live event. And that's what I'm thinking about.
But all these people's voices are altered. Everyone's voice high names.
But have you heard?
That's a voice.
But have you heard Future talk regularly? He still has a very deep ass voice, though.
No, yeah, I'm just saying. But like, you know, it's him because he's kind of mumbly, low.
Yeah,
and he's mentioning a handful of drugs, altering substances.
Oh man, but yeah, shout out to the Migos, man. They got a new album out, Culture 3. It's in your phone. Can't even say in stores now.
Future.
Check it out. Juneteenth is coming up next weekend. So now you already know you're going to be around a bunch of black folks. Go ahead and throw that on. Somebody's got to know what it is, man. I tell you. All right. You know what I was thinking about? The young lady that I talked to you about before we got on the mic, she has Instagram probably, huh?
Probably.
I was just wondering how she recognized like it was me, but like 15 years later, though, you know what I mean? Maybe I don't think I have a distinctive face, but I was just thinking maybe she saw like our podcast stuff going on before then. But whatever, man. All right. Read them and weep. My college senior daughter, Lisa, insists on inviting her significant other to every holiday and to our home when she's on break. This is Lisa's first girl-on-girl romance, and she thinks she's in love. Side note, would you be sad if your son was gay?
No.
Okay. Is that the answer you want to give on the podcast?
Which one?
Okay, here's the thing.
Which son?
You know what? Damn. Save it. We'll save it, because that is a conversation. I was talking to one of my friends about that.
No jokes.
This girlfriend has zero personality and adds nothing to our family dynamic. None of us can stand her. How can I nicely explain to my daughter that although she feels one way, we feel another? She honestly thinks she's going to marry this girl and is very pushy when it comes to inviting her wherever we are. Grandma or mom is trying to stay out of her space. Also, this girlfriend is only going to her junior year. She has 2 more years of school left. Once Lisa graduates this year, she will be 5 hours from her girlfriend. She makes my daughter very weird and not in a good way. I'm praying this relationship ends after she graduates. It's horrible. If it isn't with her, Lisa calls. If she isn't with her, Lisa calls her 10 times a day. Please help me. Now, I'm not going to zoom in on the fact that this is a same-sex relationship. I'm zooming in on the fact of your kids, when they get older, having a significant other that you are not fond of. Mm. You have some experiences in life about this topic.
Do I?
You do. Okay. Yeah. So as a parent, one of your sons brings home a young lady that...
Everyone's mom has always loved me.
Yeah? You think so?
I know so.
Okay. All right. You know, you're an outgoing guy. I give you that. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend to be dumb about that situation. You're great. My mom loves you, and we don't even go together. So, but now... Do you feel like you're going to be accepting of anyone? Shit, we could use G, because G could probably be on. We don't know who he going to bring home. And he seemed like the type that he going to cape for.
He going to bring home one on Monday, one on Thursday.
And like, hey, it's my mom. You need to stop bringing these girls to my house type ordeal is going to start going through. But with that being said, I think the car's in the way. That's probably why she sent me the message, but it is what it is. How do you feel about that situation?
On one hand... Like, I get it. As a parent, you're like, hey, you know what? It's less about me not liking them. And it's more about, like, are they a bad influence on you that's going to, like, throw you off your path and change it up for, you know, what I perceive to be the worst or general consensus would. But then I can sympathize. But then I also got to be like, you know what? If they're that age, like these motherfuckers are serious. She's going to be gone in a minute.
She's in college, so I've known people to get married out of college.
I mean, no, I'm not saying like it's too young and it went, but I'm saying for the most part, it's like when you're young, you're like, oh man, I'm in love.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, that new love that's really annoying.
Yeah.
It's really like, it's like, get the fuck out of here. That ain't real love.
Mm.
As soon as y'all start going through some shit, they gonna be gone.
You're
so I wouldn't be too worried because I'm like, all right. He think he in love, but he just don't know no better. And then it might, you know, end up teaching him a real life lesson. But yeah, given it that important time where it's like, damn, like she's influenced you. And maybe you don't want to go to school no more. Maybe like you had this plan and all of a sudden, just at the drop of a hat, whatever she say or he say, whatever, now she's thrown up and you don't know where you're going no more. Like that can be frustrating. But kids, they going to do what they going to do. So you just got to maneuver around it, respect it, make your opinion known, explain why. Knowing that, hey, I know you going to do what you going to do. It is what it is.
What if your wife doesn't like that?
Doesn't like what?
The other person and complains to you about it. Now you're the middle person.
That ain't my girlfriend.
That's what you're going to say?
She just going to say, hey, I don't like that hoe. And I'll be like, word, I feel you. But he going to do what he going to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's real. Yeah, I don't think my mom has ever had a problem with any of my significant others or anything like that. And then me in regards to my kids. I mean, and here's the thing. I guess it's just that type of cultural thing that we bring into it, like as far as like gender roles and norms and stuff, I am very protective of my daughter. So don't be bringing no random dude into this house or whatever. I feel like, you know, do I want to go there? Yeah, let's go there. Fuck it. We trying to get on.
Turn up.
Yeah.
We trying to get on.
We trying to get on. I feel like my daughter, I feel like women, there's a protection factor that's there, right? And I feel that women are more prone to bringing ancient dudes in the home versus like men bringing like ancient women in the house.
But is that because there's a large generation that grew up without a father in the house, so they don't know what they really looking for?
I've seen people still get like into that.
But at the same time, she's going to have a higher rate to bring home because you're going to be her first love.
I am.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Like,
but what I'm saying is, so she's going to see how you treat her mom, and it's going to be subconsciously, she's going to go out and try to find you. That's why you need to be.
She need to find a young man that's going to keep his hair in his 30s, though.
But I'm saying, real talk. She's going to go out and try to find you.
I hope. I really do hope so. You know what I mean? But you never know.
You're at a place in your life where you can say you hope, because there's a time in your life where that wouldn't be a good idea. don't go looking for me.
Oh yeah, no. Shit, and you taking us into something else deeper, man. Let's, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get into it. That was our whole little ordeal on Read 'em and Weep.
Man, if we in there, just in there. Don't end something. Just save the other shit for next week.
No, because you ran us into a topic when you said there was a time in my life. So you had something on here, right? Take your contributions, and that was beautiful. How have you changed in the last 5 to 10 years versus like who you are now? And I guess that while you think and ponder that, me specifically, I was a womanizer.
Mm.
Really bad. You know what I mean? There was a time period.
Really bad.
Like, no, it was bad, bro. Like, there was a time period where I just didn't have a girlfriend because I knew that I wasn't in the space, you know, to offer my whole self to somebody. Like when I'm telling you about these Migos, Drake tracks, 2014, 15, 16, I was wild out in these streets.
You had to go through your whole phase.
It was a really long time. It wasn't like I was hurt or nothing.
But you can get it out, and now you went that, because you did that, you can now be the man that you'd be happy if your daughter brought home.
Now.
Right.
But don't catch him. Don't catch him prior.
But I'm saying, you can't get to that point. But the thing is, that's an age thing too. She's going to be going through that where there's nothing but dudes out here just trying to get it off.
No, give me some time. I'm not in a place of accepting that conversation yet.
I feel you. I'll be coming back.
Yeah, but at some point,
years, I'm going to bring that shit back up.
So, and you're absolutely right though. And it's like, I don't know. I'm fearful. I know how I was as an elementary school kid. And I feel like these kids are 10 times worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we were talking about G and stuff like that, but that's just natural.
Younger.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with us because what we allow our kids to watch and stuff like that. I let my kids watch Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to judge nobody for what they kids watch.
Yeah. That's
what I'll be like, yo, I ain't got no, this is my time to watch this shit. If you hear, what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Now, there's certain points where she'll be like, G, turn around or whatever. If there's something going on that we know about to come up or something like that. And some stuff, maybe I'll wait, but it's like, yeah, they done it all. They heard it all. G was asking. But then, like, you know, they going to have friends that are showing them and teaching them shit, too. Even if we do nothing but church at home, they going to have an outside world to learn from.
Right.
And so it's like, all right, I'm going to not censor it because, like, this is how I talk. Now, you can't talk to me that way. You talk to your little friends like that.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, you get to that age. Like, mom, so we cuss in front of mom.
Right.
Now, and there's a certain age you got comfortable with it. Where
you have to practice. Like, you got to get shit off.
You got to flip one in real quick.
Yeah, you start with the small words like shit. Yeah. You know, put it on the table for me. Appreciate it.
You know.
But, and that's ways that I've changed. I feel like I'm more passive now than I was when I was younger. Like, there was no room. Like, if you thought you couldn't tell me that now, like, back then it was way worse. I feel like I'm more passive. I'm more accepting that some things are going to be the way that they are, and some things that I can be an advocate or a vehicle for change for, that, you know, I can impact those things. But the womanizing thing, that was, like, definitely, and it trickled off, you know what I mean? It took me some time to even adjust to the relationship that I'm in now, because I was so used to walking around and having female friends with, you know, in a manner where I wasn't having sex with them or nothing, or messing with them. I just had female friends. But then I'm now dating someone who, you know, her ex-boyfriend or whatever, or, you know, baby's dad or whatever, he, you know, never went anywhere. You know, oh, she's the one. I'm going outside. You know what I mean? Now it's, we both going outside. You think I'm going to stay in the house all day? I'm just not going to do that. So those are ways that I've changed, that I've been, you know, impartial to a lot more things and accepting the things that I probably wasn't so accepting about before.
Okay.
What about you?
I think I've gotten more clear on my path.
Of where you're going.
On, like, you know, you kind of see what you want. It's just the middle part. You're not sure how it's going to happen. And so I think I've gotten a little more clear on where I'm at. I think I've gotten more warmer.
Mm.
I feel like there was like a 10-year stretch where I don't think I cried one time.
Oh, man.
Like, outside of, and I feel like I'll
be. Gangsta rap will do it to you.
No, I mean, I feel like being with her, like, she used to cry everything.
Mm.
I'm just like, yo, what? And then now I'll be sitting there, we'll be watching something on TV. It'll be like a nice moment. And I'm like, damn, am I about to cry? not like boo the fuck who, but like, damn, like, I can. I can feel more. I'm less numb
to things. Yeah.
I used to, there was a long period of time where I was numb to a lot of shit.
I think kids would change that for you too.
And maybe that's what it was, but it's like, yeah.
I think when you have a family too, or you have somebody that you actually share something with, man, like you start realizing like I have something of value, right? Not even like monetary stuff. Like it's something that's valuable to me. I was listening to a song and my man said, yo, the more I start telling you things, the more I know about myself, right? That was a bar that he gave up. And I was like, damn, like I am very open. You know, like I was asking my fiance, I was like, yo, who's your best friend? She was like, you? I was like, damn, that's crazy. like hearing that, because usually my best friends have either been like a female that I've never, you know, I haven't been intimate with, or, you know, share family with, or a male that, you know, we've gone off and just had a bunch of experiences with. But to have somebody who I live with day to day and stuff like that tell me like, hey, you're my best friend, that's something that was new to me. And I was like, damn, like she is my best friend too, though, because yeah, I talk to her in a manner, yeah,
where it's like, yeah, like my best friend, but it's like, you know, we grow, we all got our own schedules, shit's going on. It's like, it's not a big deal unless you one of them I care about my top 8 MySpace people.
No,
but but it's like, you know, you should be marrying your best friend
before or after?
Well, I mean, I would hopefully she's along the way, she becomes your best friend, and that's why you feel comfortable proposing. I mean, I'm not saying there can't be a close second or like, you know what, you're my best friend, but like, yo, he's really my best friend. But at the same time, it's like, no, you should be marrying your best friend, because once the other shit fades off and y'all can't stand looking at each other no more, or like the aesthetics and everything, all this other stuff is wearing out, the kids out the house. Now I just gotta talk to you all day.
Look at you in your bag, man. I see why people have been saying like, why we've been having great episodes, man.
I want to talk to you. I want someone I can, you know, hold the conversation with, the inside jokes, you know, can tolerate my playlists.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah, that's important. You know, really, people used to laugh at me, but I'd be like, yo, listen, like the main reason, no offense to you because you're white, I'm about to get into this little soliloquy, but the main reason why I just can't date white women is because the music difference and stuff like that, like the cultural differences. Like fam, you're not bringing green bean casserole up in here. I haven't had that.
You can find you a little Rachel Dolezal.
Nah, I don't want that. I don't even want the redhead white chicks, you know, that be wearing like the Team J's. I don't want those either. That's a different breed. You'll find those in El Cajon. And I don't want nothing to do with that. You know, I thought about it. Like, what do you do when you get in a car and Kelly Clarkson is playing?
I put the Bluetooth on my headphones.
Yeah, that's what. And now, are we really enjoying each other now? Because I'm hating the music selection right now.
That's a big thing.
New couple cuteness. You got onto this a little bit, so now we're just going to transition all the way in there. When does it wear off then? Said things when you were getting in your bag and saying, hey, when all this shit doesn't matter. Typically, like when do you see new couple cuteness like go away? You know, you're excited. You're going out to eat all the time. Think about it. When did it go away for you personally? So you started dating.
I don't think we had like a real new couple cuteness. The shit I be talking about is like the extra, extra PDA. The fucking, like, my voice is changing. And like, it's like, ew. Y'all ain't even had a fight yet. And that shit's mad. I be trying to provoke it too. Hey, what can we bring up to get these two fired up at each other to see if they really got something?
You're sick, man.
Because I need to get this out. I don't like it.
He's a sick dude.
Nah, but she don't like it either.
Oh, so y'all never had that honeymoon stage?
It was short. Because I think it was more like a... Like, we came into it a little more mature, a little more realistic. Like,
but y'all met young.
I know, but I'm saying I'm not that type of dude that just be like, I always have to be like on top of you. I gotta be sitting here calling you little nicknames and doing all this shit and like while we out or in public or whatever.
Question is, would she appreciate that? Or was she like, yo, what's wrong with you? Like, what happened?
She might, I bet that's probably what, she don't like that shit either.
Have you ever tried practicing doing that and just seeing like how she would respond to that?
I like affection. Yeah. I want to hold your hand. I want to put my arm around you, stuff like that. But that's like regular shit. I'm talking about
like the over the top PDA.
Over the top, just like, yo, it's not that serious.
Like matching shoes and
y'all
stuff.
Y'all do not like each other.
Give me
that
some
much.
Examples, because I need some examples of what you're saying then. Because okay, I feel like you're bordering in the things
my brother-in-law, right? And his girl, we were at my Airbnb for my wedding.
Yes.
This everyone, big barbecue. Everybody that I love was there except you.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Anthony wasn't there.
And we were playing. No, he was at the barbecue.
Mm.
This was before the wedding.
Okay, okay.
Pretty sure he was at the barbecue.
Oh, why would I? When you said barbecue, I thought when you went on your trip to Temecula.
No, we was there. We was there all. We was there for like 4 or 5
days. Oh, that except you hits a little different now. I know what story it is.
I was trying to hurt you.
Yeah, it worked. It succeeded. I just told that story today, too. Keep going.
And we were playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And it was me and whoever against them two. Or somebody was playing against them two, right? And every time they hit a shot, he would turn. They would fucking wiggle noses, Eskimo kiss. He would lift her in the air. I love you, baby.
Mm.
Like, yo, what? Off of a beer pong shot? Y'all ain't even been through nothing.
Off of a beer.
You know what I mean? Like, every single one. Like, every time I shoot it, I got to turn around and just give you the biggest hug ever.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's fucking disgusting.
Are they still together now?
It's complicated. But they made it a lot. Based on how I saw them act, where I was like, that shit ain't real, they made it way further than. Because I was.
Do they still do those things now?
That was 5 years ago.
Do they still do those things now?
Nah.
No.
Not really.
When did you stop seeing it?
It lasted longer than I thought it should have. Maybe that's just how they get and it maybe off, and it works.
And maybe that's how he is. But I don't see a lot of them, like, and that was another thing that goes into my theme of, like, women just having, like, negative experiences with men or getting their stuff off from, like, other women and stuff. It's like, I don't know that many men that display PDA like that.
I don't change much.
Yeah.
When I'm hopping from circle to circle, person to person. Like, I get it. You know, you with your girl, you soften up a little bit. Maybe you do some, like, whatever. But, like, I'm usually the same person the whole time.
That's a maturity point, too, though. You've probably gotten better with PDA with age.
No, I don't think we care. It's not that I don't want, like, no, I'm going to.
This goes with Instagram, affection. Where people, like, take a lot of photos of themselves and they put them up there and it's just them by themselves. And it's a big deal when they have, like, another chick or somebody on there. And it's like, oh, shit, didn't see that coming from them, because they usually just hit us with solo photos. Running. But just like same thing, I feel like for relationships, like, yo, you get comfortable in that space of being with your significant other and just not really giving a shit what anybody thinks. At least one of you guys would.
It's not about, I don't care what nobody thinks. It's just more like, that's not me. That's not my personality to be all over the top like that.
Yeah. Not when, even over the top, but I'm just saying, just it, like, just displaying more affection than what you did as a young man versus now.
I mean, yeah, but that's also because I've becoming more warm, less numb, and all tying all that shit back up together, where it's like, all right, cool. Now, I don't think it's like, yeah, I'll kiss you in public, but, like, now we ain't just going to sit there and just start. Now,
we've
made out at a concert before. Like,
but that's different.
I was that guy. Like, we were literally, I think it might have been our first date.
Were you drunk?
Heading there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I was pretty. She got me. She was taking advantage of me. You want me to just tell this story real quick?
Go ahead and tell the story.
So our first date was appropriately at an Ice Cube concert.
Mm.
And she came with her, and my friends were being, you know, lame, and nobody wanted to roll with me. And so I went by myself, and I was, you know, I was on Facebook, and like, hey, I'm going. And she was like, oh, yeah, it sounds like something I want to do. She brought two of her friends there, and
stop.
It was just me.
Stop. That's new couple cuteness. Right there.
What?
Because those are the things that you guys don't necessarily even do now. Even before the kids.
We trying to go to a concert.
Yeah.
She sends me
but
stuff.
It's different now because we post-COVID and stuff like that.
This is what we do. She's like, the only difference now that we older because our feet hurt, like, we ain't got to be in the pit no more. We can be on the lawn.
Yeah, that's the cuteness about it. Now y'all just old about it. You know what I mean?
No, we weren't nothing cute about it. We was at a concert.
And the years that we've been, like, hanging out, like, our families at least. Like, yeah. I ain't never heard you, like, hey, you want to go to a concert or you want to go do this? Like y'all and us, like, we're not really big on adding, like, more people to a big group event like that anymore. Like that's part of the cuteness of, like, interlocking different couples and stuff like that to different events.
Well, every time I go to a concert, I let everybody know, this is what I'm doing. Anybody rolling? Especially if it's one she don't want to go to.
Mm.
But if it's one she wants to go to, we'll tell everybody no, but, like, or we're going, but that's, like, a date for us.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we like to do.
Okay.
But anyway, so she was going. Her and her friends were going to the bar, spending bar money. You know, I ain't about to be doing none of that. I had a little proper pregame. But she kept bringing back drinks.
99 bananas.
And she was, like, giving me stuff. I think they were, like, adioses.
Mm.
And I'm like, nah.
Nobody drinks those.
Like, I'm straight.
That should have been on.
This
shit you wasn't outside for.
And so she's like, oh, can you drink this for me? I just want the ice. And so I'm like,
she does like ice.
No, this is before. That only started when she was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
So I'm drinking. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it's hit. Because I'm like double fisting, triple fisting at this point. Like, stop feeding me these. And literally before the concert started, we saw this nasty couple just giving it all up, making out. They were so in love. And we were laughing at them like, these motherfuckers right here.
One more adios.
2 hours later, we was those people.
One more adios.
Our first kiss was a drunken, nasty, burp filled.
Oh, man.
It was beautiful.
I think about all that, man. That new couple cuteness, man. It's something, bro. I don't know what it is, man, but... I mean, it fades. I think ours, it was accelerated a little bit because we had kids, you know, a daughter really soon. It was about a year and a half, you know, and I'm trying to rekindle it back right now. Like, I'm just like, yo, let's go out and do stuff. I took her to Miami. She looked at me completely different.
Took her to Miami.
Yeah, man. She ain't never been on the plane. Hey, look, I've learned that as corny as shit may sound.
Upgrading
if
your queen.
If you take a chick out somewhere that they ain't never been to. I was talking to this young lady yesterday at the snack bar at the golf course. And I was like, yeah, me and my fiance, we went out to Miami and stuff like that. It was a cool time, whatever. I had a long wait, so we just started talking. I was like, you ever been to Miami? She's like, no. You been to Vegas? Yeah, I've been to Vegas. Anywhere else? Not really. Like, people don't really go out and do things. And so for my fiance, it's a big deal for her to, like, go to places that she wants to go to New Orleans so bad. I don't because I'm not, like, I'm allergic to fish. You can go. We can all go.
I've been trying to get that.
While y'all be go eat your crawfish and all that.
You'll find you a golf course.
Yeah, I'll find me one real quick. People send me photos of golf courses when they out places. But, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's another reason why we got to get out because she getting comfortable thinking that. She's like, oh, by the way, out of nowhere, I want bottle service for my birthday. I said, oh. You mean taxing me an extra $400 on a bottle of Sky? That's crazy.
All right, man. This is the last one. We running long today, but I don't even care about time constraints. My man Alex is in prime condition now. He's Tom Brady after one ring. You hate that, but you have to have fitness to come on here and talk and like have personality.
Have you seen that man with a shirt on? Fitness is great. Who? He is the worst looking athlete I've ever seen.
Tom Brady?
Yes. You over here.
But he's a winner.
He is a winner.
It'd be dudes like that winning and on the field and off. As a man, if you were going to take 2 hours to get dressed.
I'm not.
But if you were, what things would you think of that you would do that would fill up that 2 hour time frame?
Watch an hour and 50 minute movie.
Okay. So you just put on your clothes. I'm thinking, all right, let me tell you where I'm at. Okay.
All right. So when I took.
You cut your own hair though, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
so like if you would dress versus like.
No, well, I mean like get ready, like get ready to go somewhere nice. Like if you were going to spend 2 hours doing something, what would you do? Reason why I thought about this is because women, you know, they take a long time getting dressed, but they have way more shit that they have to get off. Shave your legs, do your hair, do your makeup, put the clothes on, all those things. As a man, if I was going to take that long, it'd take me 35 minutes to cut my hair. I'd probably take a shower. If I was feeling really froggy, then I'd moisturize my beard and do all that other stuff, you know, coming through, put on some cologne, maybe iron my clothes and everything. That would fill up my time window of like getting dressed in 2 hours. Like, yeah, where okay, I can justify.
So I'm thinking you just talking about regular shit. You talking about like a full on whatever. Yeah, see, I cut my hair. I didn't do any type of facial grooming for like 2 weeks. So today was like, took a little bit longer. You know, picking out the clothes, ironing the clothes, whatever we doing, the shower. I can sit in the shower for a minute. As much as I love eco-friendly, let's go green and save the world. Like one of my, I was like, man, I really like a nice long shower.
I need a, yeah.
And,
your water be extra hot.
It can be. I try to go as cold as possible.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to age like white people do. And I don't want to look like a raisin. And so people like Pharrell was like, oh, I take ice cold showers. That's one of his secrets. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So like, I can't do the ice cold, but I'm about to, you know, I try to get as cold as possible.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, to get extra vulnerable with the listeners, I shave my legs.
Do you?
Once a week. Not like full on, like blah, blah, blah. But back in high school, he looked at my legs. Was like,
I did.
Them shits looked a little.
I just thought they didn't grow.
My shit be smoother than hers on any given day. Yeah. And so in high school on a basketball team, we used to, like, you ever taken a charge with some hairy ass legs on that hardwood?
No, by the time I grew hair on my legs, I had already chosen baseball as my primary sport.
And we just had drills like that. I'm like, we were diving for balls, and that shit was killing me. It was pulling on there. And I was like, yo, he's like, everyone was like, yo, like, we just be shaving our legs.
Mm.
And, you know, my mom had an issue with that.
Oh, man.
And then, so I was like, oh, I'm just doing it for, but then it was like that whole, like, oh, if you shave it, it grows back thicker and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of ran with it. So I've been doing it since I was like 15. People were like, what are you trying to do? Become more aerodynamic? And, you know, swimmers do it.
Yes.
Because it helps them in the pool.
Has nothing to do with aerodynamics there.
No. But then it just got to the point where it's just like, you know, I like to be well groomed.
You like the feeling of
like I groom in my areas, in my man parts. Like, yeah. I'm not just out here.
Oh, so the ball shaving ads would have been up your alley then.
Like, I like, because I know what I like. So I'm like, all right, well, like, I'm not gonna, like, I just like to be, it just feels cleaner.
Yeah.
All that. And then so, yeah, I
so
guess.
So prior to going, like, before you went to Disneyland, did you shave your legs?
No, that's only like a routine. I do it on like, so I do it like once a week, like on a Sunday when I got that extra time. It's not like a, oh, my shit getting kind of hairy, let me go shave it. Like, it's actually like, if it's not on a Sunday or I miss a Sunday, I'm not going to do it on Monday. I'll just wait till next Sunday.
I'm trying to debunk the myth that, you know, like, women, like, that women take longer. It's just that men organize their shit a little better in terms of in preparation to doing.
Honestly,
so.
Honestly, I think what it is they're so particular. Like, we can get dressed in the same time, minus maybe the hair and makeup stuff.
Mm.
But they'll lay out 30 different outfits.
Mm.
They'll try on 6 of them.
Damn.
And then when they finally do, never mind.
You're describing my fiance. And you're describing your wife.
Most people.
Yeah, you're describing your wife.
I mean? It's like, it is what it is. Like, I get it. You want to look a certain way, but it's like, all right. And then, you know, but then it's saying, like, she's my, what do you want me to wear today?
Oh, yeah.
If we're going out, like, she, it's like she just don't trust. She's like, nope, it's already on the bed.
Well, that's good because she's already prepared. You know what I mean? I just never, you know, I never understood. I can't even just say it's just women. Just some people are procrastinators. They're just getting ready. You know what I mean? And always being on time somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony's always late no matter where you go. He was late to his last birthday event for like an hour. Weren't we all sitting there with his mom, like, waiting on him? Like, some people just don't be prepared. He's gonna be mad
when he was with his lady
2 months from now. He's gonna be mad at me, and he's gonna reference this episode because, you know, he listens. Like,
he gonna screenshot the exact time frame too.
Yeah, man. And send it to me. What's up with you, man? And then proceed to flame me up later on. All right, man, let's get to some substance, man. We gotta get into some substance. Running long. We're not really running long. We're in the right time. We're in our right time.
She hit me like, yo, I'm hungry. Wrap it up.
Let me know. All right. Let's get into some current stuff. Birth rates were already dropping in America before COVID-19 hit. And the pandemic appears to be accelerating the trend. The U.S. birth rate held relatively steady at 2.08 babies per woman until the Great Recession of 2008. In 2018, the most recent information available, the U.S. birth rate was 1.73, the lowest it has been since the World Bank started keeping track in 1960. Prior to this, that means that population was a concern if they started doing it in the 1960s. That's just my brain saying that. Prior to this, the lowest birth rate in the U.S. was in 1976 when it was 1.74 babies per woman. The U.S. isn't alone in population decline. The worldwide fertility rate has fallen from a high of 5.05 in 1964 to 2.4 babies per woman in 2018. If I was going to lend some credence, because I didn't go too deep into this this article, I would think that stability is a main factor of why people are not having more than, you know, 2 kids or 1 kid at this point. And when I say stability, I'm saying that, like, financially for me, like, my cap off is 2, right? I don't want no more kids. She got her tubes tied. I'm good. If we don't last, then I'm getting snipped because I don't need any more. I'm good. I have a stepson, so I'm good with, you know, 1.5. You know what I mean? Or 1 in a bonus. Like, I don't need any more kids because I value my freedom. I value being able to financially be able to afford something and going and just going to do it at the drop of the hat. And I understand that as my kids get older, their shoes cost more, their clothes cost more, their events cost more. You know, baseball signups was $100 this time, but I imagine that, you know, basketball or he's playing travel or whatever, it's going to be $200-$400 a month. And so for me, I think that stability is a reason why, and the way that our society is structured too. You can't get a job without a bachelor's degree. You laughing. I'll let you get your shit off in a second. You can't get a decent job without a bachelor's degree or having a skill in some type of trade or whatever. But a bachelor's degree, that's 4 years gone out of your life. Right. So if the new standard is a master's, then a lot of people are going to obtain a master's. So you're not done with schooling on average until you're 24. Most people don't make it that fast. I mean, that quick, but at least 24. And by that time, you probably want to live out your life a little bit. And then you probably start thinking financially, I love my freedom for that 7 year period that I had. That's just me. What was your point?
All that be going through your head?
Oh, yeah. I thought about all that shit.
When you in the middle of it and she go, I want to feel you.
Nah. But I was thinking, though, because I noticed a lot of women were pregnant. And in my mind, I was like, oh, shit. Maybe there's a lot of pandemic kids, you know, about to come up and we're going to have a baby boom population. Which is totally not the case, because when I look this up, it was telling me that birth rates are down. And then when I think about it, there's only three friends. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out of the 20 people that I talk to consistently, you know, every week in these group chats, maybe 6 of us have kids and the other 14 don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of the it's been trending down for a lot of reasons. One of the big one, women entering the workforce. The inflation of prices, but the stagnation of wages, which is more to your point, like, yo, it's just fucking hard out here to raise this kid. You know, and the logistics change, especially after that second one, because the third one come around, now you have to get the big whip. Mm. You got to, you know, you can't just roll in a regular SUV no more. People are waiting longer to get married because they're out here trying to get more schooling, trying to get their career started and all that.
Getting married is expensive, too.
Yeah.
You drop over 12 on yours?
I think all in all, with everything involved, yeah, it was
over 12. That's expensive.
It was probably closer to 20.
Some people don't even have 12 in the bank or can even make 12 in the time period to pay that off. Keep going.
Nah, but it's more like, so it was already trending down. And then, you know, I think there's just more distractions. Mm. There's more stuff to do. So there's probably less sex happening overall anyway.
No, there's way more sex, I'm sure. Just protected sex.
During the pandemic, yeah. But what I'm saying, like, back then, shit, we just on the farm, candles, ain't no Netflix or nothing. What the fuck just we gonna do? Just
on the farm is crazy.
What we gonna do? Just have some kids. That's our labor force.
Yeah.
Nah, we gotta help do these chores. We gotta harvest. We gotta do all this other shit.
Could you have a third?
No.
Okay, so you're done.
I'm done.
Yeah, unless an accident or something like that happens.
I'm not gonna get mine to my political views, but... I'm pro-choice, baby. I am pro-choice.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man. You know, financially, like, I read somewhere that per kid, if you're, you know, in a normal household, the average family should spend anywhere upwards of $100,000 to $120,000 over an 18-year time span. So that, to me, was just nuts, like, that to hear it in that fashion. I just didn't know birth rates were on the decline like that. But you're right. But
they've been
like,
on the decline for a minute.
But I feel like we're, like, overpopulated already as it is. I know, but China's the worst.
Care about that because of our Social Security system. So right now, with the baby boomers, when they were in the workforce, that was a lot of people putting money into it to pay Social Security to those who are retired.
Mm.
There was, like, 4 or 5 people working for every one person that needed to be supported. Now, from the boomers from 46 to 64... they all retiring starting like 10 years ago. They all started turning 65.
Yeah.
And there's not because the birth rates were down after them. We're the ones that are supporting their Social Security, and there's too many of them.
And they keep saying that like it's gone, but if it's not that many of us that's going to be turning 65, I feel like there is a time period in the next 30 years by the time we retire that, you know, Social Security should be able to heal itself.
It's a broken system. Well, if it keeps declining, then that means like our generation's getting older and there's even less kids to put into that. So they need to, that's why they keep saying, oh, and you're living longer. Now it used to be 62, then it went to 65, 66. Now I think it's 67 before you can make your first real draw.
Mm.
And then maybe you're getting less money. Like my grandma was hitting him over the head for like $3,000 a month. And I feel like if we get, it's going to be a lot less because it just, Social Security is like, a legal pyramid scheme. It's a legal Ponzi scheme.
Explain it.
Because, like, okay, so the Ponzi scheme is like, I can't pay you. I lost all the money. So for me to pay you, I got to get some new people to give me money to give you money.
Mm.
And so I'm constantly looking for new people to give me money to pay these people that I owe that put money in a long time ago.
I got it. Okay. Yeah, it's a scheme within it. I mean, shit, everything's a scam. Fam, they changed the shit at my job. Like, yo, I used to be able to change my number of dependents. They didn't give me a new form.
Everything's a scam, man.
They was like, yo, talk to your tax person and figure it out. Here. Times and the number of dependents by how much you. I'm like, fam, it used to just be 1, 2, 3, or 4. Why are y'all doing all this right now, bro? Y'all don't want me to get my bonus in July. That's why I be changing it. They be trying to play me because, you know, Uncle Sam, you give it to me now. I don't want it in January. I want it now. Actually, it'd be technically February by the time we get that shit off.
She getting hangry, man.
Oh, it's time to go? I be trying to tell you. When I be like, yo, it's time to go.
I got the green light now.
What you mean?
Hurry the fuck up.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's not the green light. That's the red light.
She's starting to all caps me.
I was watching, there's a new, it's called Extreme Sisters on TLC. And it's these two twins. They're from Australia, and they want everything to match on their bodies, and they want to go through the same things at the same time. So they share a phone, too. And she was like, yeah, type in all caps so he knows that we're serious. I was like, all right, man. Three cheers, man. I want to give it three cheers out to we're not doing shit you wasn't outside for. We'll save it. We only got two on the list today. Too transparent. I want to give a three-cheer shout-out to my man Zeke. He's got a birthday coming. When's his physical birthday?
Yesterday.
Okay. I gotta text him and tell him happy birthday.
Gemini to the fullest.
So my man Zeke, happy birthday to Zeke. And shout out to his parents, you know, for raising a fine young man. He's not able to date my daughter ever still though, but yeah, shout out to Zeke.
I don't think he
wants
to, but
I don't
think she want to date G.
Don't do that.
The way he pushed her around in that Jeep whipping.
Don't do that.
All
right. So what you got? Three cheers.
I was walking around the neighborhood. I seen a bunch of cars with the writing on it. It's graduation time, man. Shout out to the class of 2021. I can't imagine. And then the elementary school, they had a big line of cars. They had a stand out, and a car would pull up. They say, "Who's your kid?" And they would call the kid across the stage so the car can pull up, do they pictures, and keep it pushing.
Human ingenuity is crazy.
It was weird. But then I seen a bunch of, you know, people still, they was out there getting their cars. I'm like, damn, good for y'all. I was like, damn, we got a young ass.
A woman that I work with said that their graduation is on Sunday. I said, oh, that's really different. Usually it's on a Friday evening. I graduate on a Friday. Did you graduate on a Friday? Anytime I've graduated, it's always been on a Friday.
Yeah.
But the fact that she said it was on a Sunday, I was just like, oh, the world is completely different from what we've known to be in the past. So, but yeah. All right. So next weekend, man, we're going to be out at Ski Beach for the Juneteenth celebration. Juneteenth on a Saturday is popping. I'm excited. DJ Ali Tay is going to be out there. Some other DJs, I don't know. We're going to have Ali Tay on the mic and hang out, just cool and vibe and everything. We're probably going to have a lot of wild people coming on. So it's going to be a fun show to catch us outside with, man, and just, you know, having a great time grooving and moving. They'll probably have a little tent up there. So if you're going to be out there, look for me. Look for the hat. Look for the pacey legs. We're going to be outside. Look for him to put in 9 digits to get into his phone. Man, it still always amazes me watching you do that. It's going to be a great time, though, man. I'm excited. Outside is going to be fully open at that time. Wear a mask if you still want to be safe. Get vaxxed. You know, get ready. It's about to be hot boy and hot girl summer all year long, all for the rest of this time. All right? So we out. What you leading us away
still
with?
Still Battle Cat Appreciation,
still
baby.
Battle Cat Appreciation. I'll let him figure out the chord in a second. But, yeah, I don't think I got anything else that I need to get off. So, we out of here. Yes, sir.
What's up, Cat?
Dang.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Some motherfucking dog outside. Cat collaboration right here. No, this motherfucker bang got to be. Straight West Coast style. Peep the script. I bang with it.
gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows, rip shows, dip foes and pimp hoes while the endo blows. You know, the West Coast low mentality, focused on reality, but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, horrible, board the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes to gather. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine, the coupe clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the pole. Rip the fat in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat. Right. Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters ride.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. So all the real niggas stay gangsta'd up. We making paper, suckers only claim to touch.